Let's stay in London and head to the Chelsea Flower Show now, which this year has spilled onto the streets in the first ever Chelsea Fringe Festival. An army of volunteer and guerrilla gardeners have taken over sites across London, creating pop-up gardens and art installations in churchyards, roundabouts, even potholes. From London, here's Susanna Polk.
The leafy suburbs of Chelsea may play host to London's Royal Flower Show, but this year it's not the only attraction. Here in East London, we're in the churchyard of St Leonard's in Shoreditch, famously mentioned in the nursery rhyme Oranges and Lemons. This place has been transformed from a fairly drab courtyard into a Mediterranean-styled garden, featuring oranges and lemons. It's just one of a number of gardens to have appeared across the city as part of the first ever Chelsea Fringe Festival. The creator is 28-year-old garden designer Daniel Shea.
Well, I've lived in Shoreditch for the last 5 years. It's a wonderful area, very sort of creative, diverse, lots of entrepreneurs. But as you can probably hear from the road, it's very busy, it's very urban and concrete, and there's not many parks, and the parks that are here aren't particularly well sort of planned or planted. So I wanted to create a real pop-up garden. I wanted it to have a real bling factor. I wanted it to scream out, you know, I'm here, come in. Which is partly why I've used orange and lemon as a colour, because it's so vibrant. It's one of the most attractive and demanding of colours. The Chelsea Fringe Festival being accessible for people to walk in, it's also accessible for designers like myself. It's a great platform to launch a career.
The creative force behind the festival is founder and director Tim Richardson.
The idea really was to capture, I guess, some of the fizz and excitement you get around gardening at the time of Chelsea Flower Show, but really to take it out of that showground in West London and really spread all the way across London with a much wider variety of events. So I suppose if you think of Chelsea Flower Show as the haute couture, you know, the catwalk of horticulture with these beautiful blooms and so on, what the Chelsea Fringe is more like kind of graffiti art or street urban art, if you like. We're not that interested in growing giant vegetables or perfect blooms. We're all about fun and interesting community stuff. It's been a real sea change, I think, in the last 5 years or so, with a new generation of people who are interested in gardening not just as a backyard activity, but as something they can do communally with their neighbours. So lots of front garden vegetable growing projects. It's a great way of getting to know people. People get to know their neighbours from all sorts of different backgrounds and ages and so on. It genuinely is a good way of making friends.
And while the Chelsea Flower Show was officially opened by the Queen, the Fringe is not without royal patronage. This week saw the Duchess of Cornwall meet with some of the festival's many volunteers, including Australian gardener Steve Ween, otherwise known as the Pothole Gardener.
So guerrilla gardening's been around for a long, long time, and pothole gardening is really just a form of guerrilla gardening. It's taking it down onto a much smaller scale, and I create these gardens in potholes on footpaths and on the sides of roads around East London.
Can you explain a little bit about the garden you created with the Duchess and what she thought of it?
So with the Diamond Jubilee just around the corner, I thought I'd create something appropriate. So I used some little cornflowers, some really colourful blues and purples and whites. My original idea was to create a Union Jack, but that was didn't quite come to fruition. So I created a little garden with some bunting with the Union Jack and a little chair and a Royal Guard. And
when we're talking about a chair and a Royal Guard, now we're talking miniature scale. What's the average size of your gardens?
Well, the props are about 3 or 4 centimetres, and the whole garden would have been about 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres. And the Duchess came out, and she helped place the chair and the guard, and we had a great chat about the garden, and it was just lovely.
So why go out and garden on the streets?
Well, I grew up in Australia, and I grew up in Canberra, where there's, you know, so much space, and I've been in London for about 8 years, and one of the things I've just never got used to is the lack of space. And I live in a one-bedroom flat in East London, and I don't have a garden of my own, and this is really my way of gardening and being able to get out there and get my fingers dirty and enjoy gardening.
The pothole gardener Steve Ween creating teeny weeny little gardens around London at the moment, ending that report by Susanna Polk in London. And the Duchess, Steve was referring to as the Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla. The Chelsea Fringe Festival on until the 10th of June.